Let us pray for 2024. It's aimed to attract 10,000 South Africans to pray into the upcoming elections in Johannesburg. And that's on the 1st of May, 2024. And I have the privilege to speak to the local pastor, Ashley Bell, from the New Covenant Church in Bryanston about this great event and the heart behind it. Pastor Ashley, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Oh, hello, Johan. Nice to hear from you.
How was your day today? Tell us about your day.
Well, you know, Wednesday's my day off. I had the privilege of just hanging out with my wife, and we did a few things around the house.
That was
my day.
Isn't it nice? I was a Dutch Reformed Dominie, and Mondays were our day off. And I can just imagine, I'm retired now and I'm old Dominie, but I can imagine how you enjoyed it doing all of it. Did you cut the grass or clean the garden? Or the garage always needs to be packed ready again.
You know what? I have an aversion to freshly smelt or cut grass. It reminds me of when I was at school. You know, we had to, I wasn't a cricketer, and we'd have to go out and play cricket. And you had all of these little cricketers who loved a nice fresh pitch, you know, and I was a surfer. And I just thought spending a day in the sun just wasn't for me. I'd rather be on the beach, you know.
Ashley, just in a quick sentence and a paragraph, tell us about your surfing days. Where were that?
Well, I was a professional surfer. In fact, I was one of the first pros. I helped pioneer it as a competitor. And so, you know, we are going back to when the dinosaurs roamed the earth. Well, not quite. But, you know, the 70s was when pro surfing really kicked off, you know, and we moved away from being amateurs and everyone wanted to just become a professional. So, you know, that was me back in the 70s. And then we planted a church in Pretoria in 94, 95, and now I lead a church in Bryanston in Johannesburg. So, you know, there's no more surf in my life, eh?
Hey, praise the Lord. Ashley, but one day I must tell our producer, Janine Fonica, to get you back on air so that we can have a chat about the surfers, because you know what? You know where Granny's pool is near Oyster Box there in Mshlanga? Now, over there near Granny's pool on Friday afternoons, Thursday afternoons, and it's Wednesday today. Yes, on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons, there are a lot of surfers. They belong to a Christian church just up the road from the Oyster Box on the other side of the main road. I can't remember the church's name. I've been there. And those surfers, a lot of them, they're in a club at that church, and they surf. There's a lot of young guys, and I presume ladies as well, and they have the apps on their cell phones and the cell phone in their wetsuits, and they listen to this program right now, and lo and behold, right now, they are listening to us, and they enjoy the music, and so on. So just think about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I started the very first Christian surf club out of Durban. It was called New Way. Christian surf clubs began to grow out of that. Then you had the Sunseekers. So it's a subject I'm very familiar with. So well done to them.
Skitterend man. I'm going to tell Janine we've got to get you. We've got to get you back on air with that topic. But let's get to Let Us Pray 2024.
Yes.
It aims to attract 10,000 South Africans to pray into the upcoming elections in Johannesburg on the 1st of May. Tell us all about it.
Well, you know, I think you started off by just making reference to a text about the sons and the daughters of God. And I think we're really hoping to gather just exactly those people who describe them as being sons and daughters. You know, just the church. I think this year is an interesting year because 64 countries plus the European Union are actually having elections. So we're not the only country having national elections. So the world's going to be very different in 2025. And, you know, coming into the year, I just felt, you know, why not just, we've got the facilities, we've got 3 rugby fields. You know, we have had big events before. What about just, you know, kind of serving the church in the region and just offering our facilities and gathering folks to come out and pray?
Great.
We've got elections on the 29th of May. The 1st of May is a public holiday. You know, we're going to have some stadiums that are going to be filled, but I'm not sure that they necessarily will be praying. That's not a judgment. That's just an observation. But I just felt, why don't we just gather as a church and come together and pray? It's not a political meeting. You know, we're really needing to pray for our leaders. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray for, you know, leaders of education. We need to pray for the city councillors, praying for the mayor. We need to pray for families. I mean, the list is just endless when you think about it. You know, we need to pray for kingdom justice and arts, entertainment, the media. My goodness. It's an opportunity for us to gather and just to, and also just to see it as a worship moment as well. You know, hence my reason for including Martin Smith. You know, he certainly is someone who is familiar to church circles, given what he did in the 90s. You know, he introduced a contemporary sound to Christian music. And a lot of the songs, perhaps we still even sing. I mean, he used to sing about dancing upon injustice. He would sing about being history makers. And perhaps a lot of the generation who now have kids or who now have teenagers are remembering those moments, you know. And so we've been able to get Martin Smith to come out. And so it'll be a prayer time coupled together with a worship time. You know, we've got, you know, I think central to the moment is just to pray for our nation. You know, I think, Johan, our nation is bleeding, you know, and I think, you know, I think of the one text in Proverbs 21 where it says the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Amen. Like rivers of water, he turns it whenever he wishes, you know, and we want to pray for our leaders, you know. You know, I think when righteousness is an authority, the people rejoice, but when you have wicked rulership, well, then, of course, the people mourn. And I think, you know, there's just been a sentiment that has prevailed of uncertainty. And so, you know what, the church, we did, we came out to pray in 1995, and I think this is another wonderful opportunity for us to do that. So, in a sense, we're just saying we'll just serve the community by operating and creating our facilities and making them available. And so, in short, that's really what it is. You can, you know, obviously you need a book because those who are in authority, the Metropolitan Police, they want, they count the numbers, you know. So, you know, they have the power to stop the event. And so you do have to book through Quicket. That's a website, which is quicket.co.za/events. And, you know, you just need to say that you're coming. But we'd prefer it if people carpooled. I think if you Ubered into the event. Actually, Johan, you know what? I've been amazed at churches in the area who have said, you know what? You can use our parking space.
Sure.
There will be buses that we're running from churches nearby. That's incredible, just incredible. The level of support that we've got already. And, you know, it's about another 2 weeks to go, but yet I think we've already had about 1,000 signups, you know.
Praise the Lord.
So, yeah. And then, of course, there'll be a kiddies inflatable park. And so when we open it at 2:30, well, I would say even before that, you know, we just want people to have fun, you know, for them to bring their picnic blankets and their chairs and umbrellas and hats, sun cream, because even although it's the 1st of May, you know, we don't get bad weather this time of the year. So, yeah, it's going to be not only a fun time, but it's going to be obviously serious in terms of just committing some prayer into the nation.
Amen to that. So, Pastor Ashley Bell, the New Covenant Church, Bryanston. The event is the 1st of May, 2024. And go to quicker.co.za /events and book your place. It's so important. Let us pray 2024 for the upcoming elections with Martin Smith, the internationally acclaimed worship leader who will be leading the worship of this wonderful event. Pastor Ashley, we pray that 10,000 people will react and come. So if you, across all church barriers, across all barriers in South Africa, let's get together in Johannesburg. Just give us
wonderful
the wonderful time and the date. We know is the 1st of May. Let us pray 2024. It's quicker.co.za/events. Last word from you.
Well, gates will open at about 12:30. You know, we want the kids to enjoy it as well. And then the main event will start around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and we should finish up at about 5. But, you know, Martin Smith will probably linger into that as the sun sets, which really is a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere, wonderful setting, wonderful way to go into the month of May with elections pending.
Come on, Johannesburg and beyond. It's the 1st of May. Let us pray 2024. 10,000 South Africans across all cultural barriers coming together. Yes. And that is at the New Covenant Church in Bryanston, Pastor Ashley Bell. And he said, go to quicket.co.za/events, book your place and be there. Martin Smith, I can just imagine. And I've got him lined up now with his song, Joy, What the World Calls Foolish, Martin Smith. Pastor Ashley, thank you so much. May the Lord God Almighty bless you and keep you, sir.
Thank you, Jan.